Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's all about the glory and miracles, and there's going to be a transference through prayer that our God will touch your life at the end of the program. We have Matt Sorger with us, and Matt, it's wonderful to have you with us again. Matt Sorger Ministries, how are you doing?
Awesome, Patricia. It's so good to be with you again, and you're just one of our favorite people.
Aww,
we love to be here with you
guys.
Thank
you. Well, we love you and your ministry and Lou and all your team back there. It's just wonderful. And of course, we've had you in recent conferences and you just tore the place up and lots of miracles and the glory fell and everything. And I wanted to bring you in for our viewers so that you could share your heart and transference of that faith and that anointing so that we can all get built up, because you have a lot of experience and revelation from the Word on the glory of God and on the miraculous. And I'm so hungry for all that God has. So one of the reasons why I bring people like you in is so that I can get fed more.
Come on.
But, awesome. But the glory now, the glory is like everything that God is and all that He has. It's actually the copiousness, the fullness, the majesty, the splendor, the essence of everything in God. And of course, there's so much of God, it'll take us all of eternity to unpack it all, which is amazing. We'll never get bored. But today we're going to talk specifically about spheres of the influence of the glory and about specifically the glory of the miraculous. And that'll be at our second half of our program. But you were sharing with me today earlier that the Lord has given you a fresh revelation about expanding the glory realm around your life. So I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, you know, Patricia, I love the miracle glory of God. Everything is, you know, miracles, they are simply an overflow of the fullness of the person of Jesus Christ and of the presence of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that God's been speaking to me recently is about how to really carry such a zone of God's glory on your life that literally there becomes this parameter of the manifest presence of God around you, so that whoever steps into that sphere of the presence that you carry on your life, they are coming into your territory and the territory that is possessed by the presence of God.
Oh,
and
I love it.
And when they step into that place of God's manifest glory, sickness can't stay there, oppression can't stay there, the enemy can't stay there, sin can't stay there. And what happens is we become a divine influencer of the kingdom of God everywhere we go. And the Lord has been really speaking to me about expanding the secret place in our lives.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, you know, you cannot live in the glory if you don't have the secret place.
Right.
Because the secret place is the source of where we spend time in God's presence. We spend time, you know, Psalm 91, under the overshadowing of God's glory in our lives.
And so the secret place would be like that quiet place that we spend time with God. I think Jesus mentioned in John 15 about if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Well, we know He lives in us and that we live in Him. But when you acknowledge that in a time of consecrated focus, then things start to happen. He starts to speak and heart to heart, face to face, just like Moses did when he met with God every day.
That's right. That's right. It's that face to face encounter with Jesus and with the presence of God. And you know, when you're spending that time with the Lord, there is a transference happening. There's a divine exchange, I call it, where we're getting rid of all the stuff that would hinder us or distract us, and God is giving us all of His blessing, all of His presence, all of His power on our lives.
I love
and,
that.
You know, Jesus said, "What you do in secret, I'll reward openly."
Yes.
You know, and really the external manifestation of miracles is simply, I believe, part of the reward of what we do in secret with the Lord. And we're really in a time right now where it is so important that our public lives match our private lives. What we see released in public is what we're cultivating in private. And what the Lord's been really drawing me into is a whole new hunger to see my own secret place grow and expand it. You know why? Because we never reach the maximum. I mean, there's always possibilities for expansion and increase in the kingdom of God. You don't have to reach just one level.
You know, this thought just came to me as you were sharing. Moses, he spent time in that tent of meeting, and it said that every time he stepped into it, like the glory would come. God would speak to him face to face, like a man speaks to a friend, and then he would leave. You know, he would spend his time, then he would leave, and then he would take what he received in there and minister to the people out of that glory.
Yeah.
But Joshua, he stayed in longer.
That's right.
He remained.
That's right.
And Joshua took the whole nation into possess the land, the promised land.
Wow.
And that thought just came to me is that Moses had a secret place, but Joshua had an expanded secret place.
Wow.
And I believe God's raising up the Joshuas today. And I've seen that on you. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave me a word a little while ago about you. I saw it really clearly. And it was about the secret place. And I saw you in the Lord's presence, in the secret place, but that out of that, that there was going to be an enormous expansion of the glory of miracles, signs, wonders, large crusades, massive meetings where God's power would fall out of heaven and, you know, shifts would happen.
Wow.
And it's like you've always been a man of the secret place, though. And that's where you get your purity and your revelation. And now you're expanding it just like Joshua remained longer.
Wow. And the vision God gave me was, you know, some people's secret places are the size of a closet. You know, they go into their prayer, their prayer place, and in the realm of that secret place, it becomes full of the presence of God. Some people's secret place could be the size of their bedroom. They go into their room, their whole room becomes filled with God's presence. I experienced that as a teenager, where the whole room just became engulfed in this electric power all around me. But then it doesn't have to stop there.
Exactly.
It can keep expanding and growing. Your secret place can grow to the size of a house, to the size of a stadium, to the size of a city. And one of the things God's been speaking to me is that his heart is that whole cities would be invaded by God. That it would so overflow from the church that we would literally see cities engulfed in the manifest presence of God. And I believe that as people partner with heaven, and as we cultivate and expand the zone of glory around us, the zone of the secret place around us, we can walk into a city like Peter in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
He walked into the city and they brought all the sick out and all the oppressed out. And as he walked into the city, they were all healed.
Wow.
And I believe there was a realm of God's presence on Peter's life that as it expanded from him,
I love this.
Just his shadow would heal sick.
That's what you're going to do.
Come
whole
on.
Cities. Come on, you
whole
are.
Whole cities.
I know.
This is the destiny of God.
What about nations?
Whole nations.
Hey, you step into the airport. It's a portal into a nation, right?
Yes.
You step off the plane into the airport, and all of a sudden, the whole nation gets filled with the glory. Come on. You can
know,
do it.
We're coming into these kinds of days where it is just the shaking of God in whole territories, not just one local house or assembly or church, but whole territories, whole cities. And recently, we were ministering in Times Square in New York. And I believe God is doing this today. We were ministering there, and I just felt led to give an altar call for the glory of God to literally invade Times Square, New York.
Right outside. In
right
Times
outside.
Times Square, you gave an altar call.
Thousands of
it.
Unsafe
Come
people
on.
Walking up and down the streets.
I love it.
Something very unusual happened. It was like as we began to invite the glory of God into the city, we invited him into the city. People froze on the streets. All of Times Square, up and down the sidewalks, people were walking. In New York City, people don't stop. They just keep going. But when the presence of God came in, everyone froze and just stood and watched. They became riveted by the presence of God. People started coming from all over the place up to the front just to receive the Holy Spirit.
It was
wonderful. It was beautiful.
We're going to go to a clip of that in just a moment. But you know, as you were sharing, I was thinking of Jesus' disciples in the book of Acts, and they were under a lot of persecution and everything. But the one thing people noticed is that they were uneducated men, but they knew they'd been with Jesus. So they weren't educated like the Pharisees and, you know, and all the religious leaders were or the political leaders. But what marked them was that they had been in that secret place.
Wow.
And they terrorized the devil in the city they were in.
That's right.
You know,
that's
but the power of God moved massively. And I believe God's raising up a company, and you are one of that company, Matt Sorger. You are one. But God's raising up a company of people that are going to go and spread the glory all over the place. It's just going to be amazing. When you walk into cities or minister in cities, the cities will be impacted. When you step into nations, nations will be impacted. So we're going to go to that clip right now and show our viewers your ministry in Times Square and how people's lives were affected.
Awesome.
And in the name of Jesus, I release the glory of the living God over you today. I'll tell you what, if you're desperate for the Holy Spirit, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you say, God, I want more of the anointing, more of the power, more of the glory, as quickly as you can, get out of your seat and run down to the front right here. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to baptize you in the next 2 minutes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I release the anointing right now of the Holy Spirit over your people. Begin to cry out for God to fill you with fire today. Begin to cry out for the Holy Spirit to put a fresh anointing and glory on your life. And God will break you through to a new dimension. He'll break you through to a new level of His glory today. Oh yeah. I'll tell you what, it's bringing a shift in the atmosphere over this city right now. As you receive the anointing of God, it's shifting the spiritual atmosphere of Times Square in New York City. Power your people. Fill your people with the glory of heaven. There he is, there he is, there he is, there he is. Receive him right there. Receive him right there. Oh, God is baptizing Times Square with his fire. God is baptizing Times Square with his glory.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about the glory and the miracle realm, and we have Matt Sorger with us. And Matt, on this section of the program, I want to talk about how the glory produces miracles. And you know, in heaven, we're not going to need miracles. They're for the earthly realm, because the heaven is just supernaturally perfect. I mean, it's just the supernatural is natural in heaven, just perfect. And what miracles do is they usurp something that's contrary to perfection.
That's right.
So, like, if sickness, for example, is not what we're called to have, God created us for health, not for sickness. So a miracle then will usurp the power of that sickness. Or poverty. Poverty is not of God. We won't find it in heaven. So we get miracles of financial provision in the earth when there's a crisis. That's why, in a way, when people are in crisis, they should, yay, we're ready for a miracle.
Yes,
you know, because
God.
That'll invade. But miracles happen in the glory.
That's right.
I just love it. You know, I mean, you can step into miracles by faith, or you can wait for the glory to manifest, and then miracles start happening.
That's such a good point, Patricia. You can, by raw faith and just believe in the Word of God, step out, pray for the sick, and see miracles. There's another dimension. And I believe when you step into the glory realm dimension, it actually expands the capacity of the realm of miracles that can happen. And the even the area that they can happen. And many times when you're operating by faith, you're praying for a person and faith is releasing that miracle. But when the glory comes in, whole cities, like we said earlier, whole cities, whole groups of people, whole territories and regions can literally come under the realm of God's glory and people can be healed. Even without anybody praying for them, just by the glory of God.
They'll all get healed because of the glory. I love it. An invasion of heaven into the earth.
An invasion of heaven.
Oh, I love it.
Just breaking the power of sin and sickness and the
enemy. Yeah, come on. Well, you do that all the time on a daily basis. You're just out there because that's what you focus on. And that's what, like, I know that if we will all focus on the Lord and His glory and create that glory. Like, for example, if we made an opening for God to come into our home and just went through our home every single day for an hour or two, made decrees of the word, invited the glory to manifest and all that, then our home becomes a glory portal.
That's right.
It becomes an atmosphere for the miraculous to take place. So then, if a crisis comes and you need a miracle, it's easy. You just pull into the glory and a miracle will come. And we've had people in homes that we've lived in over the past where we used to do a lot of personal ministry in the home. We would season our house with prayer, with worship, with miracle anointing. We created the atmosphere. When people would walk in, they would, like, even demons would manifest when they walked through the door.
Wow.
They'd say, ah! I can hear, you know, and it was because of the glory. Mm-hmm. Or that healings would take place before we ever ministered to them.
Right. The enemy doesn't like the glory. And one thing we've been experiencing over the last several months especially is a heavy, heavy weight of God's glory coming in. Mm-hmm. And what I love about this, though, it doesn't have to be just in a church meeting.
Exactly.
You know, when you live with God, God walks with you everywhere you go. So whether you're just walking down the street, doing your regular secular job, I mean, wherever you are, you can carry the glory of God in your life and see an overflow of these miracles happen. Because mm-hmm. in the realm of the glory, miracles, they're a byproduct of the presence of God.
Yeah.
And we're in a season right now where even as this glory realm is coming into church services, mm-hmm. people are getting healed during the worship. They're getting healed during the preaching of the word. They're getting healed without any person laying hands on them.
And it's just...
They're looking to Jesus. All their heart and love is going on Jesus. And God in His love is responding back to them. And miracles are just happening.
Oh, I love that. And you know, there's landing strips for the glory of God too, like His word. Mm-hmm. He exalts His word above His name. Mm. And if we proclaim the word of God, I love the Bible. Mm-hmm. And we should all read our Bibles every day and ask the Holy Spirit to give us insight. It's so powerful. But I remember in one meeting, because we've been seeing the same thing, there's so much miracle glory manifesting right now. But in one meeting that we were in, it was on the area of financial miracles. So I was preaching the word about financial miracle, and all of a sudden people started coming up spontaneously and putting offerings up on the altar.
Wow.
Well, this one woman in the crowd, she felt the glory touch her, and she was empowered by the love of God, the presence of God, and felt the faith, and she just had this longing to go give money to the Lord. She wanted to give Him an offering. The glory was compelling her. Well, she had this desire, always had this desire, to go and to help out in a Brazilian orphanage. So she thinks, oh God, I'm just going to sow this seed while I'm in the glory. I'm going to sow this seed towards my involvement in a Brazilian orphanage. She empties out her wallet, takes all the money out of her wallet, and goes up, and she's in tears. And the glory had touched her heart, touched her with the love of God, the compassion of God. She puts her offering on the altar, goes back to her seat. She's worshiping. She's nudged by the Spirit to look back in her purse. And she thinks, well, I don't have anything left to give. He says, look in your purse. She looked in there, and there was Brazilian money that had created inside of her wallet.
Wow. And you know what? That's an amazing thing, because people need to realize that that miracle glory is not just physical healing. It is redemptive breakthrough in every single area of their life. Their minds, their emotional state, their finances, physical healing in their bodies. I mean, it encompasses all of it.
Relationships.
Strength.
Breakthroughs in the workplace, mountains being moved.
Yeah,
I mean, I love miracles, and I love testifying of the goodness of God. I love seeing the shock and awe of people when they say, what, God did that?
Yeah.
Especially on the streets when you tell them what God does, you know? Oh, it's amazing. I remember one time we had the gemstones falling and everything, and we were telling these unsaved young men about it, and they said, what? You know, tell us more. Because the testimony of the miracles and the glory, you know, released so much faith.
Yeah. I know recently we were in a service, and the glory of God just started to move, and there was a woman who had like a really severe back injury and condition. No one prayed for her, nothing. Just as she was worshiping God, her back was completely restored. I mean, we're seeing deaf ears pop open. And, and you know, we share about these miracles, tumors dissolving, eyesight. We've had eyesights getting healed recently. But just a lot of physical manifestations of healing and miracles in people's lives. You know, Jesus said, you know, even if the Bible were to record all the miracles He did, it couldn't even hold it all.
It couldn't.
And that's kind of the season we're in right now.
Exactly.
There's just so many healings and miracles taking place that you know, it's a wonderful thing.
You know, as you were mentioning about that woman's back being healed, I felt so strong in my spirit that someone is being healed right now of that, of the same thing. When you heard that, something triggered inside of you. But now I release and loose upon you that miracle. The glory of the miraculous is on you right now. Start moving your back and you'll notice the pain's gone. Yeah, I can see the shock. God's showing me the shock on your face. She's saying, it's gone. It's true. It's gone. All the pain's gone. And that's because a healing in the glory has taken place.
Wow. There's a healing anointing coming into the atmosphere right now. And as you're watching, the Lord speaking to me that there's a woman being healed of cancerous tumors in your body right now in Jesus' name. I just take authority over those cancerous tumors and I command them to dissolve out of your body. And I speak healing and wholeness over you in Jesus' name. Receive that healing and miracle. Hallelujah. Praise
right
God.
On. You know, you might be watching this program and thinking, oh, I want to operate in that realm. I want the glory in my life and all these miracles so I can bring pleasure to the Lord and glory to His name. And you know what? This is for everyone who believes. Mm. If you don't believe in Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord yet, you can right now. He's knocking on the door of your heart. And He's just saying, you know, if you let me come in, I'll be your Savior. I'll be your God. And so invite Him in and say, Jesus, I want you to be my God. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to cleanse me of all of my sin. Come in and live in me. And the moment you do that, your name is registered in heaven as a child of God and your journey begins. He starts working in you from the inside out with His pleasure, with His love, with His goodness. You become a brand new creation and start a brand new life today. What I want to do right now is I'm going to take you to a clip where Matt is praying an impartation for people to receive miracles and signs and wonders in their life, that there'll be vehicles through which God can flow. Then He's going to come back and pray for you so that you can all get the impartation. Here He is.
Anoint your hands. Anoint your hands. Anoint your hands. Healing, miracles, signs and wonders in her hands. Miracles in her hands. Miracles in her hands. Miraculous. Miraculous.
For those of you who wonder about this, you have to realize that the Holy Spirit manifests Himself in power. And it is going right through them. Even in the way that electricity might be going through someone.
Miraculous, miraculous, miraculous.
But it charges them with the fire of God for them to carry the anointing to do exploits.
Hook her in, Lord. Hook her in. Hook her in, Lord. That's the fire. That's the fire of God. 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 That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. It's miracles. It's miracles. It's miracle anointing. It's miracle anointed.
Wasn't that exciting? I want that, and I asked Matt if he could impart that to us now. He's got faith for it. He's got faith for the impartation because all of us can move in it. So, Matt, I'm just wondering if you could just release that glory and the transference of that miracle-working anointing on all of us today.
Definitely. Okay? And I'm going to pray for everyone watching today that your secret place expands to such a point that when you walk into a city, you walk into your workplace, God's glory walks in with you, and the fire of God is in your hands, in your feet, coming through your mouth, and just the power flowing through you. Father, I thank you for every person watching today. Just get up and extend your hands towards my hands and receive a transference of God's glory and anointing. Father, right now I pray that you would cause the secret place of your people to expand and grow. God, I pray that as they wait on your presence, that your glory would envelop their lives and there would be a glory zone of heaven so around them and their families that no sickness would be able to touch them or come near them. And God, I pray that the same fire that you're pouring out all over the earth, I pray, God, you would release that fire into their hands right now in Jesus' name. I pray put miracles in their hands. Father, when they touch the sick, let the healing power of God flow. Lord, I pray anoint, empower, raise up with your glory and your mighty, mighty, mighty presence. And every single person watching today, in Jesus' mighty name, just lift your hands up as you're watching and receive an impartation of his glory right now. See, and some of you are going to start to feel the weight of his presence coming upon you. As you're watching, you're going to start to feel like a blanket, just a weighty presence of the Lord coming around your body. That is the anointing of God. And his anointing empowers you and equips you to do what he has called you to do. So now receive it and go out and give it away. Freely you receive, freely go and give it to somebody else. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. There's a person watching right now. Your mom has been suffering with a tumor in her brain. And you're watching right now. She's actually in the hospital while you're watching this program. And the Lord just quickened her to me. And we're going to send the healing word into her that that tumor would completely dissolve. We just rebuke that cancer. We join our faith with your faith, and we speak over your mom, and we command her to be totally healed in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that the doctors would be amazed that this tumor has just dissolved and disappeared. They don't even know where it went. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to the tumor, the cancerous tumor in the brain, and I curse it and I command it to dissolve and to be totally, completely healed in the name of Jesus. And I pray faith into the family and restoration. Actually, there's also a restoration coming into your household. Not only is God calling out your mom's condition, but I also see relational conflicts there. But God is bringing restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for it, Lord.
You have an eye injury. And it was like something got in it, like an acid or something got inside the eye and injured the eye. And so you've suffered with this for a while. What I want you to do is put your hand over your eye, just like this. Cup it over your eye, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release your glory. And I release your healing touch, your miracle touch into that eye and recreate it perfectly. Anything that got burned or is missing inside the eye, just bring it back into its absolute normal function and dissipate all that scar tissue in there too, in Jesus' name. Now lift your hand off the eye. There you go. Test it out and write us at info@xpmedia.com. Let us know about that miracle.
The glory of God is being released right now. I'm seeing actually several people that are watching that you have really severe back conditions. I see one person in particular. You were in a car accident, and it actually knocked your vertebrae out of place. There's another individual watching. You've been diagnosed by the doctor with spondylolisthesis. It's a condition in the back, and I'm hearing that term right now. And I just release healing into your back, and I command every vertebrae to come back into alignment. And where the nerves, there's another individual right now. You've been really suffering with a nerve, a pinched nerve in your back, and the Lord is just releasing that right now in Jesus' name. I just speak to your back, and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Patricia King, and I want to personally invite you to join me at a glory school. We have so much fun at these events because we study the Word and see what God has to say about how we can step into the glory and encounter Him and live in the lifestyle of manifest glory in our lives. If you want to live in that kind of realm, then you need to attend a glory school, and you can register online today. I'd love to see you there.